There was another British scientist who came to the same conclusion as Darwin almost simultaneously. Alfred Russel Wallace came up with an idea similar to natural selection while suffering from malaria on an expedition to Southeast Asia. Before Darwin and Wallace, there were another two British men who conceived ideas verging on natural selection, Edward Blyth and Patrick Matthew. Unfortunately, both did not seem to develop the concept as systematically as Darwin and Wallace. It is not certain whether the origins of evolutionary theory can be assigned only to Britain. More mysterious is the reason why the discovery of natural selection was not made until the 19th century. There are many phenomena in the world which could suggest the idea of natural selection to ordinary people: the diversity of creatures, similarities between species, the adaptation of species to their environments. All these facts must have been familiar to farmers, breeders, and gamekeepers. So why did scores of great geniuses like Plato, Aristotle, Descartes, and Kant fail to come up with this simple but compelling idea? This mystery cannot be solved here, but for the purpose of this book, suffice it to say that the revolutionary idea came, if coincidentally, to four British scholars.